So the reading today is from Colossians 3, verses 1 to 17, which is on page 198 of the New Testament. So if you have been raised with Christ, seek the things that are above, where Christ is, seated at the right hand of God. Set your minds on things that are above, not on things that are on earth. For you have died, and your life is hidden with Christ in God. When Christ, who is your life, is revealed, then you also will be revealed with him in glory. Put to death, therefore, whatever in you is earthly: fornication, impurity, passion, evil desire and greed, which is not idolatry. On account of these, the wrath of God is coming on those who are disobedient. These are the ways you also once followed, when you were living with that life. But now you must get rid of all such things: anger, wrath, malice, slander, and abusive language from your mouth. Do not lie to one another, seeing that you have stripped off the old self with its practices and have clothed yourself with the new self, which is being renewed in knowledge according to the image of its creator. In that renewal, there is no longer Greek and Jew, circumcised and uncircumcised, barbarian, Scythian, slave and free, but Christ is all and in all. As God's chosen ones, holy and beloved, clothe yourself with compassion, kindness, humility, meekness, and patience. Bear with one another, and if anyone has a complaint against another, forgive each other. Just as the Lord has forgiven you, so you also must forgive. Above all, clothe yourself with love, which binds everything together in perfect harmony. And let the peace of Christ rule in your hearts, to which indeed you were called in that one body, and be thankful. Let the word of Christ dwell in you richly. Teach and admonish one another in all wisdom, and with gratitude in your hearts sing psalms, hymns, and spiritual songs to God. And whatever you do, in word or deed, do everything in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God the Father through him.
Well, it's been great over recent days to share together with Toby and Tayo and Janet Kerrigan as we have together gone through the baptismal preparation classes. And as we've done that over three evenings, so we've looked at Bible passages together, we've studied some theological thoughts together and discussed those, and it's all been interspersed from time to time with renditions of Twinkle Twinkle Little Star by the youngest member of the Adeyemi family, which was also rather wonderful as Olivia sang to us. In our final session, we met here and we sort of just down there, and then we came up onto the platform here and we talked about some of the practicalities of what we were going to be doing today. We thought about what was going to happen, where were people going to stand at various times, what were the responses to various questions that were going to be asked. And one other area that we talked about was what we were going to wear. And there were the fairly obvious statements like, don't wear a watch when you go into the water, and you know, take off any jewellery that's going to get wet and so on. But in terms of clothing, one of the things that we pointed to was to just ensure that what we wore didn't have any particular logos or slogans emblazoned across it. Things that might distract or draw attention. Because what we're doing today is all about Jesus. It's all about living for God. Tayo said in her testimony, there is always a uniqueness in your personal relationship with God. I started to seek God. My heart's desire and craving was knowing and loving God. And in the Bible, pictures are often given of clothing as symbolic, as representing characteristics of life. So Job says this in Job 29, I put on righteousness and it clothed me. My justice was like a robe and a turban. Isaiah says this in Isaiah 11, righteousness shall be the belt around his waist and faithfulness the belt around his loins. That sort of prophetic speaking of the Messiah who was to come. And then Hebrews 12 talks about us. It talks about that opportunity as we run the race of life to throw off everything that hinders and the sin that so easily entangles. It's a picture of an athlete there running the race and just not being disturbed by things that are going to get in the way. So throw them off. Throw off the sin that hinders. And as we come to today's passage in Colossians, we've got that similar symbolism of throwing off the old self, just casting it aside. Put to death, therefore, whatever in you is earthly. Give some examples: fornication, impurity, passion, evil desire, and greed, which is idolatry. And then goes on account of these, the wrath of God is coming on those who are disobedient. These are the ways you also once followed when you were living that life. And then there's this sort of pivotal point, verse 8, but now you must get rid of all such things: anger, wrath, malice, slander, and abusive language from your lips. Do not lie to one another, seeing that you have stripped off the old self with its practices. That picture again of kind of running through life, just saying, no, I don't live like that anymore. I'm going to strip off these old ways. They've gone. They're to be put to one side. They're of no use to me anymore. Never were of any use, really. And some writers indicate that this passage that we're looking at today, Colossians 3, was actually written as a preparation for baptism. We understand that in New Testament times, as people came to be baptized and as they stood by the water, they would take off their outer clothing, a kind of a symbol of stripping off their old life. And then after the baptism, as they emerged, they'd have been given new clothing to put on, possibly a white robe that they would have put on. And it seems sometimes when we're standing at the edge of the bank and we're there with that encouragement to be stripping off the old ways, we think, well, actually laying down these things is costly. I like these things. I like these old clothes. I like the way I do things. And it seems costly to lay them down. And yet actually, Isaiah in the Bible talks about them as filthy rags. Even the things that we think are good deeds, filthy rags, all our righteous acts, they're filthy in comparison to all that God gives us, to the comparison of being able to know what it means to live in the life that God offers us, to be able to have his righteousness, which is perfect and pure. They're filthy in comparison to the best efforts that we can give, which are just filthy rags in comparison to being in Christ. That opportunity to live for him, a totally different way of life. Why should we lay them down? Because God wants the best for us. He wants us to live as he intended us to live. Isaiah 61, I will greatly rejoice in the Lord. My whole being shall exult in my God, for he has clothed me with garments of salvation. He's covered me with the robe of righteousness. And in Philippians, Paul talks about the fact that the way we used to live, it's as if there is nothing. I consider our old ways rubbish compared to the all-surpassing greatness of being in Christ, in order that I may gain Christ and be found in him, not having a righteousness of my own that comes from the law, but that comes through faith in Christ, the righteousness from God based on faith. And as Toby and Teo come today, what they're in effect saying is that they have thrown off the old self. They have laid it down and they have put on all that God wants them to do in the righteousness that he clothes them in. And so as they stand there, they're going to utter those words, Jesus is Lord. They've laid down the old life and they want him to be everything to them. They want to live for him totally, dead to the old ways, alive to Christ. Teo said this: what Toby and I are doing today reaffirms our belief that Jesus Christ is Lord, and he is the Lord of our lives. We want to live our lives doing his will and living in his purpose for us. And it may seem that when we lay these things down that we're missing out. But as Martin prayed earlier on about the fruit of the Spirit, so what we gain is a way of living that is so much better than anything that we can do in our own strength. And in this passage from Colossians 3, as God's chosen ones, holy and beloved, clothe yourselves with compassion, kindness, humility, meekness, and patience. Bear with one another. If anyone has a complaint against another, forgive each other, just as the Lord has forgiven you, so you also must forgive. What a gain to be able to live a life like this that actually transforms us and transforms our relationships with those around us. Toby said this, having Jesus in my life gives me courage, peace, joy, and optimism about the future. Toby's able to turn on the news in 2019 and have optimism about the future. Not because of what he's hearing, but because of his in Christness, because of all that Christ has done for him and continues to do. We gain Christ. As you look at Colossians 3, there are kind of chapter, sort of paragraph headings and sort of sections. And within the passage we read, there are sort of three main paragraphs. And as you come to the end of each of those paragraphs, it's really interesting to note where the focus is. The end of the first one, verses 3 to 4. Your life is hidden with Christ in God. When Christ, who is your life, is revealed, then you also will be revealed with him in glory. Christ, who is your life. And then you get to the end of the second sort of paragraph heading. Christ is all and in all. Christ is all and in all. Everything, totality of life as a Christian, Christ. No longer living for the old ways, but Christ in you. And you get to the end of the passage that we read, end of the third paragraph. And whatever you do, in word or deed, do everything in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God the Father through him. So how do we do this? How do we seek to live out our lives in a way that is totally given over to God? It's our desire, isn't it? Toby said these words, I have the desire to get to know him more. He's standing here today as one who is willing to stand up and say, Jesus is Lord. And in his testimony, he says, I want to know him more. I know he's my Lord. I know he's transformed my life. I know he is everything to me, but I want to know him more. I want more and more and more. Toby's not a greedy man, I don't believe, but he wants more and more of God because he knows it is right. He knows that as he gets more and more of this understanding of God's character, so he'll be changed more and more. And as he's changed more and more, so he'll be more and more like Christ. And that's what he wants. I have the desire to get to know him more. And Taya said this when she wrote her testimony. God is ever unfolding. I believe no matter how long you live, you could never really experience all the revelations about him. This is not a one-off act today. This is the reality that they're kind of at a start of a new journey, living for Jesus Christ. Throwing off the old self, putting on the new clothes, and recognizing that the old way of anger and lies and all those things have been cast aside, they've been thrown away, in order that they can put on the robes of righteousness, taken off the rags and gaining the robes in Jesus Christ. And so we're changed. We're a changed people. Jesus gives me direction and he takes away my fear, says Toby. We are those who are to live for Christ and to know the blessings and benefits of it. I come to the realization that through Jesus Christ, I can do all things. All my fears and doubts are buried with this realization, and I'm able to see his hands at work in all I do. These are Toby's words, and they can be our words. As we come to this point today of watching, I want us really to be open today to what God is saying to us. Because God calls each of us, repent and be baptized. It's a call. It's one of the things we looked at in the preparation we did. It's actually a command, repent and be baptized. And it's something that Jesus modeled to us. He himself, the only person in all of humanity who didn't need to be baptized, was baptized. To show the righteousness of God, to fulfill all righteousness, to set a way for us as an example. We are to clothe ourselves in him. And as we do so, we find that we clothe ourselves with the love of Christ. All these different sort of clothes that we're putting on in Jesus Christ. We are to, above all, verse 14, clothe yourselves with love. Above all. And so we've kind of come full circle, realizing that the one who first loved us calls us to this place of love. Love to him that says, yeah, I'm willing to bow the knee to you. I'm willing to surrender. I'm willing to love you so much that I give you everything, whatever that may cost. And I'm willing to live a life of love for you that transforms not only me, but all those upon whose life I have a trace as I leave a bit of myself with them so they go away knowing a bit more of the love of Jesus Christ. This is the reality for those of us who are in Christ, not because of us, but because of him. A final quote from Tao. I live my life knowing that there is a God who loves me so much and gave his only begotten son for me. And all he asks in return is that you give your life to him and love him. Are we willing to do that? Knowing that in Christ we are cleansed, we are forgiven.